like to call upon Billie Jean King to present the Daphne Ackhurst Memorial Trophy to our Australian Open champion, Caroline Wozniacki.
I've dreaded this moment for so many years, and to be here today is a dream come true, and my voice is shaking. I never cry, but today is a very emotional moment.
And why not cry? At the age of 27, second seed Caroline Wozniacki had just won her first Grand Slam title. She came from a breakdown in the final set to beat the top seed Simona Halep 7-6, 3-6, 6-4. The battle lasted for 2 hours and 49 minutes. It was third time lucky for Wozniacki. She'd been the losing finalist in two other Grand Slam finals. The first was in 2009, when she went down to Kim Clijsters at the US Open. And the second was also in New York in 2014, when she lost to Serena Williams. The two are good friends, and Serena was one of the first to congratulate her on her Australian Open triumph. For Wozniacki, the win in Melbourne also gave her the number one ranking. It's the third time that Wozniacki's been top of the pile. There were two spells between October 2010 and January 2012. She said being Queen Bee this time was much more satisfying.
Obviously, that's very special. I think being a new Grand Slam champion and world number one sounds pretty good. So I'm very excited for that. And you always, at certain points, especially when you start having injuries and stuff, you start maybe doubting if you're ever going to be, you know, 100% healthy for longer periods of time. But, you know, I think last year and already for a year and a half, I've proved that, you know, I can beat anyone out there on court. And I was just like, I have everything to win. And in the end of the day, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I'm going to go out fighting. And if it's not enough today, then it is what it is. But I'm going to be proud of my effort.
Wozniacki survived a huge scare in the second round of the tournament when she found herself trailing 5-1 in the final set to Jana Fett, who's ranked nearly 200 places below her. The 21-year-old Croatian even had two match points, but squandered those as Wozniacki fought back to win the decider 7-5. That was on day 3 of the tournament. On day 13, Wozniacki had the trophy and a cheque for €2.6 million.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
From being almost out of the tournament to sitting here with the Australian Open trophy, it's amazing. And it's been quite a turnaround and something I'm very proud of. But at the same time, I think it really was a great momentum shift for me going in further into the tournament after that.
It certainly seemed to help her recapture her edge. In the third round, she beat the 30th seed Kiki Bertens 6-4, 6-3. And in the last 16, she pulverised the 19th seed Magdalena Rybarikova 6-3, 6-love. In the quarters, she needed three sets to get past the Spanish veteran Carlos Suarez Navarro, and she was too savvy in the semi-finals for the unseeded Belgian Elise Mertens. She beat her 6-3, 7-6. So at the end of a fairy tale fortnight, she had her first Grand Slam crown. She said she'd now be able to enter a stage of life where she'd no longer face questions about whether she'd ever win a major. So, a certain amount of relief then for the Dane.
To be honest with you, regardless, you know, I think I've had an incredible career, and I think a lot of people would like to be in my position. And, you know, all I could tell myself was, you know what, you've given it everything you have. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If not, then at least you know that you've given it everything you've got and you can be proud of any achievement. But obviously, you know, having a Grand Slam to my CV is what caps it off.
Grand Slam crowns the culmination of a career. Pity then Simona Halep. The 26-year-old Romanian lost in the French Open final last year to Yelena Ostapenko. In 2014, she went down to Maria Sharapova, also at the French Open. Halep said she was running on fumes in the final in Melbourne, and perhaps it wasn't surprising that she faded. In the matches leading to the final, Halep had spent 90 minutes more on court than Wozniacki. Their semi-finals were vastly contrasting affairs. While Wozniacki got past Elise Mertens in straight sets in 97 minutes, Halep had to save two match points and fight for 2 hours and 20 minutes to see off the former champion Angelique Kerber. Despite her defeat against Wozniacki, Halep said she would remain upbeat.
Yes, I felt ready, but the body was not ready because I had so many long matches and the muscle were tired, the feet were not good enough, but mentally I was ready. And I feel that I can face any challenge, I can play against anyone, I can win against anyone, but just sometimes it's not how you want because you cannot physically do it. I did 100% what I could. That's why I can say that I'm not sad for that. I'm sad that I lost the match. I was not the winner, but the mental part was okay. So I think I have improved a lot this tournament, and I'm leaving Australia with many good thoughts and many positive things.
2 years ago, Sharapova left the Australian Open with a positive drugs test. The Russian was subsequently suspended for 15 months for using the banned substance meldonium. The former world number one said it was all a terrible mistake and a complete oversight. Well, in only her second Grand Slam since returning to the tour in April 2017, she was tipped to add the 2018 title to her crown from 9 years ago. But Sharapova fell in the third round to Kerber. It was a chastening experience for the 30-year-old.
I think there are a lot of things that I need to get better at and improve on. Looking at the overall picture and the overall beginning of this year and finishing the tournament, first thing's that I'm healthy, and that to me is a big thing because it won't be when I'll be back on the practice court. I'm not starting from zero. Personally, that's important for me. There's a lot of things I need to improve on, and as I said, this is a process, and this is a lot of things that take time, you know, to be able to get these matches and players that are playing this well. And I'm going to face a lot of them this year and I'll have to bring it. And today was not enough.
So Sharapova's wait for a sixth Grand Slam title goes on. At least she's already got a few. Halep will have to see if she'll have better fortunes at the French Open in May. For Wozniacki, after her win, she had only one wish.
You know, being here tonight as a Grand Slam champion, Australian Open champion, it's very special. Daphne here is going home with me tonight, and I'll be cuddling with her, so yeah.
In 2017, Serena Williams won the title after beating her older sister Venus. Serena wasn't in Melbourne this year. She was cuddling up with her 5-month-old daughter Alexis. But the 36-year-old says she'll be back on the circuit and her target is a record equaling 24th Grand Slam singles title. Mark Buckingham's a chartered physiotherapist who's worked with athletes for more than 20 years. He told me mental strength was the key to Williams' return.
Discipline as much as anything, and that listening to the body, that ability to listen to how they feel is the key to it, because the main factor when you're coming back from being pregnant is the effects that relaxin, which is the hormone that makes your ligaments very much more lax and flexible to allow the baby to come out. It's how much that affects your body and how much, therefore, you have to accommodate that and allow it to heal up. Now, a lot of it depends on whether and how much of that relaxing hormone there is and how long it lasts in the body. And it can last up to 5 months, but it's very much variable. It varies a little bit if you're breastfeeding as well. Serena is a superb athlete. She's a fantastic athlete, and she will have maintained all those things all the way through. And she will have been keeping fit almost up to the moment of labour. So a few days of that, and she'll then be able to come back from it. What she then's got to do is to really listen to how she feels. And again, the benefit of being 36, not 26, is you've got a real understanding of your body. And so she'll be able to feel when things aren't quite right and what bits she needs to work on. And actually, if she does feel fine, then she can push it. So that discipline, that mental discipline of mind over matter and treating this not as an injury, but just as another challenge that she's taken on, that's the key thing for her.
The next Grand Slam starts in Paris on May the 27th. We might see Caroline versus Serena, or Simona against Maria. Well, whatever happens, there'll be some brilliant subplots. That's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Alice Baudouin for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.